Verulam Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Verulam Sport Podcast. Every week, the team behind the award-winning Radio Verulam Sports Show will provide you with the most relevant news from the local and regional sporting scenes, whilst keeping you in the picture with national and international bulletins from the world of sport. There will be topical debates, regular interviews from local talent, and chats with those big-name guests that are a mainstay of Verulam Sport. As always, this is your show, every bit as much as it is ours. So, check out Verulam Sport across social media and get involved. For now, prepare yourself for this week's action-packed Verulam Sport Podcast. Hello and welcome to Verulam Sports Podcasting. And it's always great to be on the line with people associated with a wonderful kickoff at three. Regular Verulam Sports listeners will know, no doubt, that we are massive champions of all that Michael Wallace, Ashley Levine and the whole squad do a kickoff at three. But this is a new one for me and a new one for you. It's their most recent recruit to the squad, to the team that is kickoff at three, Sophia Eugenio. How are you, Sophia?
Hi, Tony. I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me on this podcast. I really appreciate it. I'm very well, thank you.
Oh, that's what I love to hear. And it's seriously our pleasure. Long-time listeners know we've been championing kickoff at three for a long, long time. Got so much admiration and respect for what they're all about, this big mission. And it is a building momentum. But, Sophia, maybe people have come into Verulam Sports Podcasting for the very first time. For that person, indeed, you just don't know. Could you tell us your understanding of what kickoff at three are, what they're all about?
Of course I can. So Kickoff at Three is a non-profit sports organisation, and the key goal is to engage and help build relationships between younger people in the community, so young vulnerable people, and their serving officers and the wider community. Because at times, you know, relationships with the police and younger people can be quite tense. So through the medium of sport, particularly football and music and the arts, we'll try and build those bridges and get some social inclusion going and, you know, build a nicer community for everyone. So that's what Kickoff at Three is all about.
And they do it tirelessly and with no ego. And they really are wonderful guys. And anybody by association gets my big thumbs up, Sophia.
But before we... Thank you.
Absolutely, my pleasure. But before we continue down the Kickoff at Three route and also learn a little bit about how they're being rather ingenious about this time to keep people involved, even in this lockdown era, I'd like to learn a little bit more about yourself, please. Are you studying right now? Where are you? What's your status?
My status. So I'm not studying. I wish I was. I'll be doing a master's very soon, but I just graduated uni. So I study geography at Loughborough. And I've been working since, just trying to make some money, keep myself going until my master's. And I'm a volunteer for Kickoff at Three. So I've been doing that for a few months now, which is fantastic. I write articles for them and help with the fundraising, that sort of thing. And I've really enjoyed myself with Kickoff at Three so far. And I also have a journalism internship with Powell & Barnes Media, which I got through Kickoff at Three. So,
And that's another element of the Kickoff at Three thing that is phenomenal, isn't it? That it does not only get with this wonderful overarching philosophy of uniting communities through sports, arts and all manner of other stuff, but the amount of opportunities that they provide for so many people to get involved on so many levels. It really is, for me, that's one of the mega ticks, I think, that whenever I've encountered them. I just think that's phenomenal.
No, 100%. I mean, I'm just a volunteer. You know, I'm not, you know, particularly involved with the sports side of things. I don't do the tournaments or the workshops, but I'm just a volunteer. And already within the few months I've been with Kickoff at Three, I've made so many connections and links and opportunities, such as this journalism internship. So you are so right. They are fantastic. They truly are. And no ego at all. You're right. So it's great.
And again, another literally living, breathing embodiment of all the opportunities that they provide. Do you know, my ears pricked up, Sophia, when you mentioned Loughborough. And I'll tell you for why. Because I didn't study at Loughborough University, of course, famed for sport itself and business. But I actually studied in Loughborough because I'm from the East Midlands, grew up in Leicestershire. So, yeah, I know. Well, is there just to digress momentarily, and we'll get back on track. Is there still a nightclub Echoes there, or is that long ago been rebranded?
Oh, echoes in Loughborough Town. Yes, it is still there. I think it became, I think I only went there once, but it's there. I think it burnt down a couple of years ago, but it came back to life. So it always finds a way, echoes. So it's still there. Yeah.
There we go. That's me showing my age there, but there we go. And a master's, Sophia. Will that be at Loughborough, or are you diversifying to take your education to a higher sphere?
Well, I'm in two minds at the moment. It's either going to be Reading, just because I like the course there. I want to be an environmental consultant. So I really like the course at Reading. Or I'll be in Sweden, studying my master's in Sweden.
Well, it's a beautiful country, and I tell you what, it's always good to have options. It kind of gives you a little bit of power, I found. But there we go. Anyway, circling back to you now and your involvement with Kickoff at 3. I know it's relatively new, but I love the articles, and we'll chat about those in a moment. But just give me an idea, how did you hook up? How did you link up with the guys at Kickoff at 3?
So I joined through Michael Wallace, who's a co-founder of Kickoff at 3. I've just known Michael for a very long time, just through the community since I was a kid. And it was only recently that Michael kind of reached out to me and said, if you need some help, it would be nice to have another volunteer on board. And I've always been interested in that sort of thing. And this was the perfect opportunity for me, and I had some spare time. And so that's how I got involved.
Absolutely brilliant. And again, he is such a powerful man in every sense of the word. But what he does, again, like you, like most people, is 100% a volunteer. And indeed, everybody is at Kickoff at 3. And again, just always raising a glass. But again, I want to talk about your articles, because through Michael, I was personally quite fortunate to interview Paul Cannonville, obviously Chelsea's first black player. Tragic, almost, the abuse and the vitriol from his own fans that he received. And I know you've had a similar pleasure. Tell me a little bit about that interview and kind of what you learned.
Yeah, so I was so fortunate to get into contact with Paul. You know, Kickoff at 3 thought it would be a lovely thing for a volunteer, for someone involved, to have that opportunity, which is why they set it up, and to get an article on it. And I had such a fantastic time speaking to Paul. It was very eye-opening. You know, his time in the field of football was very, as great as it was, there was a lot of many negatives, including, you know, the racism and the abuse from his fans, which, as you said. And that did turn around. But I still think that what I learned was there is still more to be done. There are still improvements to be made and sort of societal changes that need to occur. And and linking it back to Kickoff at 3, that's why we're doing this, you know, and that's why Paul is an ambassador for Kickoff at 3, because through Kickoff at 3 and organizations similar to that, we can help these things progress. So that was one of the key things I took from that.
Do you know what, brilliantly put. For me, I think you're dead right, because it has to be at a societal level. The racism, sadly, doesn't go away. I do pray one day, but we do have to be realistic and kind of baby step towards that. But of course, there's going to be racism in sport, because sport is, for me, a beautiful, often, reflection and mirror of society itself. So until such a point as we can, please God, one day eradicate racism per se, then we can't really expect it to be non-present in sport, I suppose.
Exactly.
That's also why, I suppose, the guys at Kickoff at 3 and Paul Cannonville Foundation and so many other wonderful people, it does have to be said, are so critical to our societies as we work towards those baby steps.
No, absolutely. I agree. And that's why it's so important that we are involving youth, because those are the youth are going to grow into adults, and the lessons that they learn and the type of people that they are becoming from a young person. Am I making sense?
Totally.
Yes. I mean, they are who are going to lead us, and we need good people, and we need, you know, so Kickoff at 3 is helping us achieve that slowly. So yeah, it's all good.
And then there was another article, Sophia, just remind me a little bit about that and tell us again how that came to be.
The sport and inclusion.
That's the one.
Yeah. So I think with anything, especially with a key ethos of Kickoff at Three being inclusion, anyone and everyone is included, whether that be as a volunteer, in the tournaments, it doesn't matter, your social background, ethnicity, gender, it really doesn't matter. Everyone and anyone's welcome. And we thought it'd be a nice idea to get something along those lines in an article. Mm-hmm. And how sport perhaps isn't as inclusive and why it should be inclusive and why the work of Kickoff at Three is so important. So that's how that article came about. And it was very eye-opening. I interviewed a couple people, and such as Ash Wise mentioned in the article. And, you know, the key thing that popped up there was invisible disabilities.
And
often people with invisible disabilities, ones that we can't physically see, those people struggle the most in things like sport, because more able-bodied people just aren't in tune with maybe how they're feeling. So, that was a good thing. I enjoyed writing that article. And I think other people enjoyed reading it as well. So
I certainly did. And it resonates so powerfully with everything that Kickoff at Three are all about. In a nutshell, it is this inclusive element, and let's get together, let's make little steps, and let's offer opportunity, which maybe sometimes is lacking across certain aspects of community. But moving on, because nothing stops. I know we're locked down, so to speak. But
yes.
Mr. Wallace has many things. I'd pause to call him a genius because I wouldn't want him to get a big head. But he's certainly, he's certainly been very ingenious with adapting and kind of another offshoot of Kickoff 3, because there's also Tip-Off at 3 as well. So there's so many things, so many balls juggling. But just fill us into the picture about what's happening very, very soon indeed as another ingenious offshoot of the wonderful Kickoff at 3 project.
Oh, I'd love to. So, of course, we are going through a really trying time at the moment with this COVID-19 outbreak, and it's affecting many aspects of our lives, including our movement and our ability to be with each other. We have to socially distance. So in order to kind of overcome that, keep everyone engaged, fit, healthy, Kickoff at Three and Michael has devised this initiative, this challenge called Spin-Off at Three. And it's a cycling challenge, and it requires you to have some sort of equipment, mode of transport with a set of wheels, non-motorized. So a bicycle, rollerblades, skateboards. And
real quick, just to cut in, again, coming back to that importance of inclusivity, literally wheelchairs as well. Hey, do you know what I mean? It's all...
Yes, I'm so sorry. I didn't mention that. Wheelchairs, of course. You're absolutely right. My bad. So wheelchairs as well. It commences on the 3rd of June and it finishes on the 10th. And there are different subcategories of challenges you can pick depending on your ability, your age, that sort of thing, what you can do. And it just requires you to cycle around, really. And you have to hand in sort of through a health tracker or some sort of picture or whatever your the distance that you've done. And and there are some other sub challenges as well, such as who can take the best photo or best costume. And altogether, that is the challenge, basically. It's a cycling challenge.
And kicks off, so to speak, June the 3rd. Still time to get involved. What's the best way to get involved if you think this could be sounding like a rather lot of fun?
It is a lot of fun, and the best way to go about it is to go onto the Kickoff at Three website, where there you will find the Spin-Off at Three link. And in order to be a contestant, you need to donate £5, or you can donate more, but the minimum is £5. And you can choose which of three charities, which charity you want that donation to go to. So it can either go to Action for Homeless in St Albans, SWIM, which is a domestic violence charity, or UMeWe, which is a charity that supports young people through football, similar to Kickoff at Three. So all the information is on the website, you can find it there, but please get involved. It's going to be a lot of fun, really.
Absolutely, and always going to wonderful, wonderful causes who, let's not forget, at this time, maybe more so than ever, need as much support as we possibly can. So I'm very confident that the wonderful community of St. Albans, as I've come to know and love them, are really always up for a challenge and very benevolent of spirit. So I've got no doubt that it's going to be an absolute champion event. Remind us again, crucially, of the key website and maybe some social media links too.
Yes, so the key website is kickoffat3.co.uk, and that is where you'll find all the other information for spin-off at three, even tip-off at three, like you mentioned. Bear in mind that those sort of tournaments are suspended for the time being, besides spin-off at three. So just type in kickoff at three and you'll find us. Yeah,
absolutely perfect. And I would encourage anybody who has not yet done so to check out kickoff at three. They truly are a beacon of hope in what is often a bit of a bleak world, and it feels maybe more bleak in this lockdown time. But whilst there are people like Michael, your good self, and the whole team at kickoff at three, I feel like I've got justifiable cause to be an eternal optimist. So there we go. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that.